This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus. That's the home of the Reformation line, Providence, the militia line. It just goes on and on and on. franklinarmory.com. Well, it's been a while, and I guess he's been doing some home renovations. I don't know. He was doing some earlier today. But joining us again for the first time in a while is attorney at law Stephen Stambalia. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
Did you get your tiling done?
I did some of it. I do about 2 or 3 hours every day if I can manage up the strength to do it.
How much of a bathroom do you have, man?
We ripped up all of the old flooring in our house and are redoing tile in the house, and I didn't want to pay someone the last dollar. Too much money to do it. So I said, hey, I can do this myself, and, well, I'm doing it myself.
Gotcha. So, I called Stephen today because I want to know what his opinion is on some things, and let's go straight to the first one. I mean, there's some people that are saying the Supreme Court justices are sort of indicating they're going to moot it. And there's some saying that they're, you know, cautiously enthusiastic about it. What do you think of what's going on right now? Because, I mean, some of these guys have, I know Roberts was trying to get them to be a good guy, but they didn't even want to play that game.
I don't see how it doesn't get mooted. I just don't see them. You have to understand this is a Second Amendment case. It's already super unpopular with the Supreme Court. This isn't like one of the other favored rights, okay? So they already don't want to rule on this. And they can get out of ruling on it and just say, well, you got everything you wanted from New York City, and you didn't ask for damages in your complaint, so, you know, have a nice day and go away. That's probably what they're going to do. I would give it like 85% or higher percentage that that's what's going to happen. There's always, you know, you can never really know what the Supreme Court is going to do until they do it. There's always that chance that they could have, you know, a ruling saying, well, their law was unconstitutional, remand it back down to the district court for, you know, let the plaintiffs amend their complaint, ask for damages, which they have never done, and didn't really do a great job of or saying that that's what they would do if they did get remanded back down. So I just see it gets mooted. But you have to think about this, Bill. There's a bunch of other cases. There's like 4 or 5 other cases right now in the Supreme Court that are waiting for, that have petitions for certiorari in, that are just waiting for this case to either get mooted or decided, and then, you know, something will happen with those cases. And there are cases that, you know, pretty much are probably better for the rest of the country than some law that only existed in New York City but doesn't exist anywhere else in the country.
Like your case, the Young case, you and Allen.
Well, yeah, Young's in the Ninth Circuit, and you know, that case has stayed pending the decision in New York Rifle. But there's other cases like Pena out of California. California with the roster case, the handgun roster case, or there's Cheeseman out of New Jersey about the good cause, justifiable need case to carry. Richards, I mean, there's like, four or five good cases. You know, you have Worman, it's all one of the span. So these cases are literally sitting on the desk somewhere at the Supreme Court waiting for New York Rifle to either get mooted out or decided. And, you know, whether or not justifiable need goes away would impact a whole bunch of states, New York, New Jersey, Hawaii, and, you know, whether or not you can transport a loaded firearm, or I'm sorry, an unloaded and locked firearm in the trunk of your vehicle to either a second home or a range outside of the city where you live, doesn't affect a whole bunch of, you know, it affects New Yorkers for it. It did affect New Yorkers. It doesn't anymore because they changed the law.
Do you think if they were to moot it, would we see, like in New York, would they take this as a sign of a, would we see that come back in New York?
Well, you could, and that's one of the reasons that you don't moot the case, because it has the capability of repetition yet evading review. But in order for that to happen, New York State would have to change the law and say, New York City, you can, you know, do what you were doing. But see, this is like this is the double whammy that New York did on this case. New York State changed the law, and New York City changed their ordinance. So New York City doesn't have the capability or the authority now to go back on its previous position under current New York law. But New York can always change the law. I mean, they're crafty, right?
Yep. Yeah, they are. But I mean, yeah. Cuomo, I would be surprised that Cuomo didn't want to go back and revisit that, but because Cuomo loves gun control. But that's all beside the point. So, I guess we're going to have to wait and see what we can, because we're not going to know about this till what, June?
No, and that's the thing. If it gets mooted, there's, I wouldn't say a strong possibility, but they conference this Friday, right? So they're going to take a vote, and then they're going to release orders Monday or Tuesday, one of those days. Might even be both days. If they moot it and there's no dissent, like if Justice Thomas doesn't come up with one of his awesome dissents, it's possible they just moot it and Monday we get an order saying the case is mooted. And let me tell you something else that's possible. So it's possible that they moot this case and at the same time grant certiorari in one of the other four or five Second Amendment cases now. Because if they want a Second Amendment case, great, you got your pick. What do you want to talk about? You know, which case do you want? You want an assault weapons ban case? You want a handgun roster case? You want a carry case? There's all kinds of cases pending the certiorari stage at the Supreme Court. So this one might not be good anymore because it's mooted. And right. Pick one of the other ones.
Do you think the leftists and the gun grabbers are sort of, have they fixated on this this transport case too much?
Yes, I think both sides have fixated on it too much. You know, and it's such a narrow case, and this is what I argued, or Alan and I argued in Young, when they stayed on a case, and I want to say it was back in March of this year, pending the decision in this case. In the New York Rifle case, like, this doesn't have anything to do about carrying of a firearm, like open carry of a firearm outside of your house. This is a locked and unloaded transportation issue. And yeah, you can argue, well, it's somewhat of a outside the home, right? But it's not really if it's locked and unloaded in your vehicle, right? It's not right. Really a carry because, you know, you get carjacked, you're like, well, stop and open your trunk and go into one safe and get your gun and the other one and get your locked up magazine and then load it. I mean, it's such a ridiculous notion.
Let me get you to hold right there. The ridiculous notion, if you will, please, sir. We're headed to the we're headed into the next break, and Stephen is out there plying the trade on a daily basis. So he does it. He and his partner Alan Beck, they go about it, and. Well, you'll hear more about it as we go along. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you make
mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with attorney at law, Stephen Stambolia now, I know the Young case has been on hold, so whatever became of your case in New York where they were telling you, well, that doesn't apply to us.
Yeah, they, I don't know how much I'm about to say, but they walked that position back and released a statement saying, please ignore the lieutenant's email. Which I thought was pretty funny. So yeah, that it's not their policy in Nassau County anymore to continue to say that that doesn't apply. The Taser decision in Avidable in the Northern District doesn't apply down there.
Does the person that made that declaration, are they still working in that capacity?
I didn't ask. I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah. But when something like that happens, right? When something like that happens, well, like with Alito, who was sort of tying the New York attorney in knots, and he was actually admitting to things that is not actually the position of their own client. How bad is that for that person when they make that kind of a mistake under that kind of light?
Are you talking about the lieutenant, or are you talking about the lawyer at the Supreme Court making...
The lawyer. When the lawyer told you that that doesn't apply to us.
Yeah.
That was pretty stupid.
Yeah, no, and see, that's the funny part of it, is the lieutenant of Nassau County, I can't remember what his position was, but, you know, he's high up there or whatever. He put out a position of, this is our policy, and this is what our lawyers have said. Well, great. That's fascinating, but that's fantastic, and thank you for that. I don't know if he should get punished so much as the lawyers. And the lawyers never seem to get punished for saying stupid things. It's always, you know, always the fall guy somewhere down the totem pole. But, you know, the lawyers should really, go get some remedial training in law.
So they're sort of apples and oranges, in other words, is what you're telling me.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Now, in the case of this lieutenant, as far as his department, that's what I was asking, because I don't know anything about law or police work, and I would never get out there and look at a case that has been decided if I'd ever watched the first Perry Mason show and say, well, that doesn't apply to us.
Let me tell you something that I have found out about New York. Number one, you know, they're just hardcore anti-2A. There are a string of cases that say that federal court findings, like on constitutionality about a state statute, they're not bound by it. There's actual New York Supreme Court, state Supreme Court cases that say it's up to New York courts to determine for themselves if something's unconstitutional or not. There is another case, and the county escapes me, but where they have actually refused to dismiss an indictment against a man for carrying a taser or stun gun, even though, you know, we won in the Northern District, and it's not my case, and I don't practice in New York state courts, but the state criminal court has refused to dismiss the indictment against a man for carrying or for having a stun gun in his possession. Because, and he cited in those cases, and that's where I first found out about it. It just blew my mind that, you know, for this type of issue, we could have a federal court say it's unconstitutional under the federal constitution, and then a state court say, yeah, well, we need to look at it for ourselves. Because that's not how it works with all of the other constitutional amendments and, you know, the right to, public radio show, privacy that the Supreme Court found, or the Obergefell case. You know, all of the state laws immediately after the Supreme Court case came down, immediately fell. You know which case I'm referring to, right?
Right.
Okay. And you know, that's just how it works. But you talk about a gun case, and, of course, everything changed. I don't know. I just got back from Hawaii. Friday post prior to Thanksgiving where we argued another taser case out there, and we just recently filed our last taser case in Rhode Island last Friday. But we flew out to Hawaii to argue a motion for summary judgment, and the court, the judge stayed the taser case pending New York Rifle to see what the Supreme Court was going to do in that case, which I thought was probably not a good thing, but that's what the court did, you know, to see if the Supreme Court was going to say anything about scrutiny. So you still have, you know, these pockets of resistance in the state, both in federal and state courts, that don't want to rule on Second Amendment cases. Now, if this was any other right, First Amendment, you know, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, or the sacred Roe v. Wade Amendment, this wouldn't take, you know, you wouldn't get stayed pending anything. It would just be automatic. You win, you know, if you're on the right side of that case. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As soon as you go in the Second Amendment, man, like Justice Thomas said, the courts are treating it like a disfavored right. And it's a shame. And, you know, I wish they would instruct the lower courts to I don't know. I feel like they've already done it in Heller, but maybe they need a reminder, you know. This is actually an enumerated right. You have to treat it like such, and you can't let your personal opinions of the people being armed get in the way of, you know, applying the law and coming to a decision, or coming to the correct decision.
So, besides that case, and we're coming up on the next break, so I'm just going to set you up. I cannot imagine that since the last time we spoke, there has not been something that has come up that you've had to get involved in that I don't know about. And we have not talked about the NRA. Let's talk about the NRA when we get
back. Oh, sure.
Because it sort of seems like the whole NRA brouhaha has sort of gone away, way, and or it's just sort of faded. And I know this, you know, Tim Knight, he's quit. Sean Maloney, he quit. There's been a bunch of people that have resigned. I don't know that they've been replaced or not, but I'd like to hear what you have to say about the NRA, because I frankly don't know what's going on with them nowadays. I haven't been paying that much attention because it's all gotten sort of quiet.
No, sure.
We'll talk about that when we get back. Stephen is out there plying the legal trade, trying to make you free, or trying to do more than his part, because that's what he ends up doing. He and his partner, Alan Beck. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As your 401k plan continues to grow, the Trump administration's trade deals combined with provisions in the National Defense Authorization Act will make 2020 a boom year. That's at least according to White House trade advisor Peter Navarro.
It's going to be a boom year in 2020 for the American economy. I'm looking at growth closer to 3% to 2%. I'm looking at the Dow well over 30,000. I predicted that several months ago, that if we got USMCA and interest rates down, that we'd get over 30,000. It's going to be a great year for America.
President Trump is wishing troops serving overseas a Merry Christmas. The president held a video conference with members of the military from his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. He told them that they make everything possible with their sacrifices. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check him out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Stephen Stambolia. Stephen had been paying attention to what was going on with the NRA. He'd been feeding me some information from time to time whenever it would come across his bow, and then, you know, things have just been in the way. Or has it? What's been going on with the NRA?
They're kind of quiet right now. You know, they have the federal court litigation where they sued Ackerman McQueen, and Ackerman McQueen countersued the NRA and added one last year, third-party defendant. So that's the one case in Texas. And they've got other cases in Virginia. I can't remember how many. God, it's more than one. Wayne LaPierre apparently sat for a deposition in September of this year, and they designated the deposition as confidential, although I would love to get a copy of it and read it for myself. The deposition's been labeled confidential, meaning that we probably won't have access to it. But Ackerman McQueen, in the Virginia case, filed like an amended complaint and threw in some paragraphs from the deposition of Wayne LaPierre, where it kind of undercuts the NRA's allegations. Now, this is supposedly, and I haven't seen it, so I'm just going on stuff that I've read, right, where, you know, the NRA said, well, we asked for Ackerman to send us invoices and they wouldn't do it, or they asked us to, you know, whatever, send us audited financials and they never did it. Apparently, LaPierre testified that
quote, he was not aware of any documents requested by the auditors or examiners that were deliberately withheld by Eckerman. Well, that kind of, you know, cuts to the heart of NRA's case that Eckerman was deliberately withholding stuff when you have Wayne LaPierre saying in sworn testimony, and this is not, you know, a media or a figurehead or, you know, his attorney saying the statement, but it's coming out of his mouth, and that kind of cuts the NRA's case out a little bit. So, you know, we're still waiting to see what happens in all this stuff. You haven't heard anything from the New York AG's office or the District of Columbia Attorney General's office as, in their investigation, but you can rest assured that they're also investigating them. And, you know, I guess we'll just kind of know what happens when it happens. But I haven't heard anything or read anything about those two investigations.
William Brewer still employed by them?
Oh yeah. Still so, filing stuff.
So making $1 million a month.
God, man. I joke about it. It's like, how can you build $97,000 a day? Someone teach me how to do it. It'd be nice to know how to do that. I mean, I would have to work, you know, three, 4 hours a day, I guess, and take the rest of the month off. I guess I could be done with my home renovation project a lot faster. Maybe I'd have money to pay somebody.
Doesn't it seem sort of odd after April of this year, after Indianapolis, when everything was just so, it was like combat. It was just happening all the time, every time. Nobody liked anybody. Everybody hated each other. Everybody was going after each other. The whole thing with Oliver North, that's faded away. Everything just sort of faded away. It's just become quiet. And what would explain the New York AG not getting out here and pressing this attack more? Because they were doing that. I mean, you know, the media loved that stuff. They were eating that stuff up, and it's just sort of gone away.
I don't think it's as big a story as the current impeachment debacle, coup attempt, whatever you want to call it, against the right. President. I mean, I don't have a cable bill. I don't watch the news. I go in search of whatever I'm looking for, but, you know, I hear that it's just dominating. I did see that they released their the Democrats released their report on Trump today. Yeah, the NRA is not as fun of a case when you've got something like that, you know, against the commander-in-chief, I guess.
Does Adam Schiff scare you? He doesn't. It's not that he scares me physically, but, I mean, dude doesn't blink. And he can hear, I can say black and blue, and he will hear something completely different. And then he'll get out there and say it, even though everybody in the room knows. Nobody said that to you, Adam.
Yeah. Now, there's this thing that I watched. It's like story time with Adam Schiff. It is the funniest thing, and I can't even remember who put it on there on YouTube. And it's someone dressed up like Schiff that's reading, like, story time, like, books and stuff like that. But, it, you know, he doesn't blink, and his cheeks look like they, you know, they constantly either got really high blood pressure or he's, you know, wearing some type of blush or something. I mean, he just looked like a caricature of himself. He really does. And he creeps me out. And the stroke guy creeps me out, too. The FBI guy, DOJ guy, or whatever that guy was.
Are we talking about Strzok or McCabe or Comey?
Yeah, that's right, Strzok. He really creeps me out. I mean, he just looks demonic when he was answering the congressional questions. His little smirks and smiles. I mean, these are protected people. I really believe that they're protected by the deep state, if you will. And they're basically just getting away with whatever they want, whatever they can get away with, or get away with everything.
Right. Yeah, that whole little, I mean, every time I look at Schiff, all I see is one of the Manson family members looking back at me. Because he's got that look like I'm not really aware of where I'm at.
He's creepy.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I mean,
I'll send you that link to the story kind of stuff. I mean,
yeah, that would be, yeah, I need to watch that. I need to watch that. I hope hope I hit that that mute switch in time. Anyway, I get the chokes sometime. So right now, as far as we know, nothing new has happened with the NRA. But the NRA is down a few board members. Have they replaced them? Do we know that?
I don't know for certain. I assume, based on past practice and experience, that the board members are replaced pursuant to the bylaws, which say how they are replaced. And for instance, the people that are that ran for the board and didn't make it by voting, the next person, if there's a vacancy, that board member would be offered, the person that didn't win would be offered the board seat. I know that Adam Kraut refused the board seat, and good for him.
Yeah, that was the funniest thing, because he's been running for the board since I've been going to these things. And then they say, okay, now you can be on the board. And he was like, nope.
Yeah, I mean, smart move. Smart move. I why would you want to get on the board when you've got two state-level attorney generals investigating your apparent IRS investigations from what I've read? Why would you want to be subject to all of that additional scrutiny? I mean, it's not like we don't have enough stuff going on in our daily lives, and then having to fight against Wayne Lockyer, who obviously doesn't care about any Second Amendment issue, and he apparently is just in it for himself. And Carolyn Meadows and Marion Hammer, I mean, all these people are doing great service to the Second Amendment and to the NRA itself. If they had any...
Let me get you hold on right there. We'll pick it up on Marion Hammer. I want to hear about her. Talking to Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy Jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We are talking to attorney at law Stephen Stambolia. He was about to tell us about Marion Hammer, which that's always just someone that's just a barrel of monkeys whenever we get to talk about Marion. What were you going to tell us about Marion?
Well, I mean, this is, you know, with all three of those, Carolyn Meadows, Wayne, Marion, I guess all the other executive vice presidents or any of the other people that are in the magazine on, you know, the third or fourth page of the left, the Gibraltar pictures, all of those people need to be replaced. And all of those people are part of the reason that the NRA is not doing what it should be doing and not, you know, leading the Second Amendment fight. And it's because I think they just don't care. They're more in it for the money. I had a chance to look at their 990s, which are what 501c3 and C4 or tax-free organizations file at the end of the year. Josh Powell is making something like $500,000 a year in compensation. Their general counsel was making, I think, like $450,000 to $500,000 a year. And then, of course, Wayne was I can't even remember what he was making, you know, well over
$1.5 million. Yeah.
And, you know, and someone went down and broke it down as to, you know, what some of the other organizations, you know, large, quote, civil rights organizations were making. And it wasn't nearly as much as what the NRA pays its executives. And I'm not talking about just the figurehead, but the figurehead all the way down. They're getting just massive amounts of money. And, you know, what did Josh Powell do? I would say he did much. What is their general counsel doing? Again, I don't know if it would qualify as almost $500,000 in compensation every year. I don't think he's doing as much as I am, but maybe he is. Maybe he's doing more, and it's just all behind the scenes. It's just, it's crazy how much money they're paying their executives. I mean, it's just insane how much money they're wasting.
Well, I mean, it would have to really be behind the scenes. I mean, way behind the scenes, like in the parking lot, behind the scenes, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, they are the first organization I've ever seen that was not concerned with the optic they were putting out there. They're completely unconcerned with that.
Yeah, and worse, and doubling down on being so unconcerned and so tone deaf. I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. If Wayne and Marion and Carolyn really cared about the NRA, really cared about the Second Amendment, you know, they're going to step back and say, we've become too much of a distraction. Let us part ways and let the organization get back to where it used to be. You know, does that make sense? Like, let's remove the problem that people are saying, okay, well, y'all are the problem. Okay, well, let's go away. And that's what I would do if I were in their shoes. And just, you know, back away from it and let new blood in and let new blood take care of things and, you know, investigate what needs to be investigated and hold the people accountable that need to be held accountable. But, man, they got to go.
You know, Chris Cox is gone. Has he even been replaced?
Yes, he has. In fact, I looked in their current National Rifle. I looked at one of the pages that says, you know, it's like acting, and then it has Chris Cox's title. I can't remember. I read so much, I can't remember all these people's titles, but it had like acting whatever Chris Cox was, executive whatever of the NRA ILA.
Yeah.
So they have replaced them. And, you know, but, you know, what is he doing other than being loyal to Wayne? I don't think that anyone that's going to get that job isn't going to be a yes man to Wayne. I don't think you can get that job unless you're that.
Well, I mean, Chris Cox was sort of on par, right, how much he was stuck out there, how much he was thought of as Wayne LaPierre. And I just find it interesting that and he did that for how long, 25 years?
A long time. I mean, he was the heir apparent to the NRA.
Right.
And I think Wayne saw him as his competition and, you know.
Well, that's not going to happen again, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess not. All this stuff is fascinating to me. And, you know, as I read things, I'll send them to you or follow the cases. I've got all of the cases that I can get on my CourtLink software that send me updates whenever something new is filed. So as soon as I get something, I'll let you know.
Oh, cool. I just the whole thing about how it's just sort of gone away, though, is the big mystery for me. And I guess we'll find out in Nashville what's going on.
Yeah, and see, I don't think it's gone away so much as it's kind of just kind of quiet right now. I think they're, you know, like I said, Wayne was deposed in September. That was a big deal, I'm sure of it. So, you know, I think things are just kind of working through the system, and then when they get a little bit more desperate for some cash, maybe you'll get some more fundraiser emails, phone calls, or letters from them.
Yeah.
You know, donate some money, get your new, your Chinese-made knife. Who knows?
I don't know. I just find it. And I wonder about the fundraising, too. Because that's the thing, right? That's why we had to keep Wayne LaPierre. You don't know how good he is at fundraising until you've seen him fundraise. But do we even know if they've been doing any fundraising? Have they been successfully fundraising?
No clue. I know it's got to have gone down with all the people that are saying, you know, not one more penny. And then you have that class action or the reported class action that was filed in Tennessee by one of their large donors, Delaquila.
Yeah.
In that case, I have tracked, and nothing is really happening in it. So we're just kind of waiting.
But, I mean, he's holding up money, right? He's got money himself that he was holding up.
Right. And from my understanding of it is that, you know, promises of other donors not to donate until Wayne's gone.
Right.
But, you know, who knows?
And on the one hand, I don't know if you've seen them, but I was getting emails saying, like I'd get one from Carolyn Meadows going, listen, everything's good. We're all good. Everything's great. Everything's fine. Don't worry about anything. We're able to cover everything. And then the next day I get one supposedly from Wayne LaPierre saying, they're coming with the padlocks to shutter the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
Any minute now. I need your $25 in order to be able to combat them right now. Will you please help? You know, and I was just, you know, I'd get that in like 2 or 3 days. And when Tim was still on the board, I'd be like, maybe you ought to tell them that this is confusing me as a member.
Oh, super confusing. I got a letter from that saying, you know, imminent shutdown notice.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean? I mean, you know, it's just bizarre. And then I, you know, got on one of the forums that I did, and, you know, all these people were posting about this imminent shutdown. You know, of course, that's what this notice would have read if we were, in fact, shutting down, but we still need more money. Okay, that's kind of dishonest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of dishonest. Absolutely it is. But, yeah, that seems to be the game they seem to be playing. So where will you be going from? We got about a minute. What's coming up on your agenda?
Oh, tomorrow we have the bump stock response from the ATF at the Supreme Court that's due. We anticipate it being filed with the Supreme Court tomorrow. We've got the big NFA case in D.C. where we're trying to force the FBI to process you know, suppressor denials, issued some discovery at the beginning of Thanksgiving, and they got 30 days to answer. But we've got just a whole bunch of cases that are working their way either through discovery, motions for summary judgment, or stuff that we're planning still. So, I mean, we've got a very, 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 very full plate. And we're not billing $97,000 a day. I wish we were, though.
Okay. I wish you were, too, but... I want to thank you for thanks for coming on. I will be in touch with you. I want to hear more about that stuff. We'll have to touch base again here very shortly because obviously I missed a bunch of stuff. Thank you.
Sounds good, sir.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.